Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
And 603-283-6160 is the phone number here. That's 603-283-6160. You can call in with whatever is on your mind. That's what Free Talk Live is all about. You can change the subject, or you can bring up whatever you want to talk about, or you can comment on what we're talking about. And it doesn't matter because it's Free Talk Live, and the point is to use your freedom of speech. And with you on the show tonight, you've got me, Bonnie.
Jay Noon.
And, remotely, Mark Edge.
And the big news tonight is that the FTX founder, Sam Bankman-Fried, was sentenced to 25 years in prison. His people were arguing that he shouldn't go to prison at all because he was autistic, so I'm interested to see what they said about that. This from the Wall Street Journal, FTX founder. And if you don't know what FTX is, that I can't remember what it stood for, but do you know?
Yeah, I don't know if it I don't know what it stands for, but I know that it's was the largest exchange in the world, deep in with the U.S. government and all kinds of stuff like that.
Yeah, provided a ton of money to Democrats. Actually, we have a local Democrat here who was masquerading as a free state or libertarian. Her name is Elizabeth Edwards, and she I heard a story secondhand from a really good source. I don't know if this was told to you yet, but anyways, she was working for Sam Bankman-Fried, and the neighbor they were having real issues with their neighbor. Because they put a tiny house or something in the yard or a camper or something, and then the sister was living in it. And Sam Bankman-Fried bought the neighbor's house just because the neighbor was essentially harassing Elizabeth Edwards, who was working for her.
Whoa, in New Hampshire?
Yeah, like, you know, a couple years ago or something.
Wow, I've never heard that.
But yeah, he gave a lot. He basically laundered a whole bunch of money through Ukraine somehow and sent it back and gave it to a whole bunch of Democrat politicians. And every politician who got money from FTX, I think, should be
at least investigated or something.
Well, they should be absolutely investigated, and they should willingly turn back all turn that money all over to I don't know who, some authority that would pay back to victims.
Yeah, because they're actual victims in this case, unlike Ian Freeman's case that has to do with cryptocurrency. This FTX was a crypto exchange. It was the largest one in the world, apparently, or one of the largest. And Sam Bankman-Fried was the founder of it. And it came crashing down because he was saying, oh, your money is here, it's safe doing this, but really he was taking it and investing it in other things. Let's get into the story from the Wall Street Journal. It says, FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried was sentenced Thursday to 25 years in prison for what prosecutors called one of the largest financial frauds in U.S. history, capping the one-time crypto king's meteoric rise and fall. Less than 2 years ago, the mop-top millennial hobnobbed. That's what it says. The mop-top millennial.
What it says, I'm sure.
Hobnobbed with the heads of state, soaked up Caribbean views from his $30 million penthouse, and vowed to use his wealth to better humanity. A jury last year found the 32-year-old guilty of stealing billions of dollars from FTX customers and defrauding investors and lenders to his crypto investment from firm Alameda Research. So that's what he was doing. He was taking money from FTX that was supposed to just be in FTX and using it in his crypto investment firm, Alameda Research. U.S. District Judge Lewis Kaplan said that in determining the sentence, he weighed the brazenness of Bankman-Fried's actions, his lack of remorse, and the possibility he'd commit future crimes. Quote, there's a risk that this man will be in a position to do something very bad in the future, Kaplan said, and it's not a trivial risk at all. Yeah, he was kind of treated like a, like he could do no wrong by his parents, it seems. The judge said Bankman-Fried owes $11 billion in financial penalties, ordering the government to use properties and assets seized from Bankman-Fried to compensate victims. Bankman-Fried stood stoically as Kaplan handed down the sentence. His mother, grimacing, looked out a courtroom window while his father put his head down in his hands. Well, you kind of messed up.
I feel bad for the parents. I don't know, you know, I mean, I don't know what their level of involvement was. I suspect some level of involvement. But, yeah, I mean, you know, when in the world of crypto, lots of people made lots of money.
Mm-hmm.
And Fried could have been running good business and making people lots of money. There are people who ran who run good businesses who have made lots of money for themselves and lots of money for other people. So it's possible to believe that Bankman-Fried wasn't defrauding people. The fraud that went on in Mt. Gox, for those who don't know, that was an early crypto scam.
Mm-hmm.
It was obvious. Like, things were different at Mt. Gox than they were at the other exchanges. And there was even a, what they called a website called BitcoinAverage.com. And Bitcoin Average would give you the average of all the exchanges of what they were calling Bitcoin. And you had a choice at the time of all the exchanges without Mt. Gox. So somebody thought the price of Bitcoin at Mt. Gox was, besides me, because I warned listeners on the air, please get out of Mt. Gox. Something weird's going on there.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, Free Talk Live.
Mark is always right.
Nah, I wouldn't go that far. I've had my fair share of investments that don't work, too.
Well, that's crazy.
Yeah, so anyway, FTX didn't have the same sort of obviousness to the scam that was going on. I mean, there were some clues that afterwards you're like, oh, yeah, because I think it was BlackRock who was doing a big meeting and had a bunch of executives in suits, and Bankman-Fried's on the other side of the meeting on an audio meeting, like a Zoom meeting, playing EverQuest, a massively multiplayer online role-playing game, and, like, you know, playing EverQuest while he talks to these people, you know, and like, one of the people at the board allegedly said, I love this guy. I mean, come on.
That's just so weird, but it checks out with, like, his basic personality, like, that he'd be, like, playing a stupid video game while he's supposed to be doing a serious, not interview, but meeting. That checks out. He just seems like a overgrown child.
Sure, and that's what happens to people who have a bunch of money. I mean, it's very, very difficult to be a child star and have a good life. Very few people are able to pull it off.
Yeah.
The hat tip to Ricky Schroeder. But, you know, most people, you just kind of have that, you know, all that money. And I guess one of the advantages could be your parents spend it all and you don't get anything for what you did.
Or you become Britney Spears. You don't get to touch any of it because your parents push you out of it somehow. And a lot of these
drove her crazy. And
a lot of these child stars are, you know, they pay a really hefty price. You know, they get molested, they get, you know, abused in all kinds of ways, they get taken advantage of.
Did you hear about the documentary that just came out called Out from the Shadows? Or that might be wrong. That's not it. It is about the Nickelodeon sets.
I heard a little bit about this on the David Avocado Wolf Telegram channel. I don't know if anybody...
Quiet on Set. That's what it's called.
Yeah, and basically they were talking about... there's a lot of stuff about Nickelodeon on there, and P. Diddy having something to do with some Nickelodeon thing. I saw
really?
A clip of that. Yep.
Okay, I keep hearing that P. Diddy is, like, missing or something.
Well, so here's the thing. What I really think is going on, not to digress too much, but with, like, P. Diddy, I think that every celebrity that is endorsing Biden is doing it under threat of blackmail. I think that there is some kind of Jeffrey Epstein-style blackmail on all these popular celebrities.
Is P. Diddy doing that?
Well, he did endorse Biden. Eminem endorses Biden. Hmm. Taylor Swift, like, sort of endorses Biden.
It seems like both Trump and Biden are crooked old perverts, right?
Yeah.
Definitely Biden.
Yeah, Biden's a kid sniffer, but, and that's documented. I'm not making that up. You know, he finds a little girl, he sniffs her.
Yeah.
And, I mean, your chances of being a young girl and walking by Biden without getting sniffed seem to be diminishing with his age. And I don't know what's going on there, but I would, but if I did that, people would call it weird.
Yeah.
And they might use terms like pervert, and maybe they'd go so far as to use the word pedophile.
And
I don't know.
If Trump did it, they would go all over the place. They'd be going crazy about it.
That's actually true. Trump appears to be
a whoremonger.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, I don't know what's going on. If they're adults, I like that better than if they're getting paid and not getting ripped off. I like that too.
Hmm.
But I don't like the idea that he's married and banging porn stars.
Maybe Melania just like understands she's kind of a porn star too. Maybe they have an understanding. She's like does whatever she wants as well.
I don't know what their understanding is. I always hesitate to try to guess what married couples have going on.
But
I know what it's like to try to make a life with somebody. There's ups and downs.
But if they don't have that kind of agreement, that makes me really sad. I think Melania is so pretty and so cool and so fabulous. I hope he's not cheating on her. But, I mean...
Well, that appears to be the case.
She seems to be fine with it if he's cheating on her because, I mean, like, maybe the money is worth it or something because she sticks
around.
That's
what my thought is.
If you're a young, attractive woman, your value to that, you know, 80-year-old, you know, wealthy pervert, you know, is, you know, you're basically going to have to, like, put up with stuff like that. Hmm. You know, I mean, that's the bottom line.
Well, it does seem like we have a caller on the line, so I'm going to go to the phones. Unscreened caller, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind? I just sent you a little note. This is Mr. Idaho Law running for Congress. And about the radioactive fertilizers killing millions, you must be aware it's killing everybody. And because we feed it to you, we've been doing it since 1942.
Are you talking?
We make it.
You make it in Idaho?
I'm going to wake up to it because everybody else is.
Tell us a little more about this radioactive fertilizer because there's a lot of horrible...
You ask me and I'll answer you because I want to know what you know. So go ahead.
Roundup is bad. Roundup causes cancer. I know that.
Roundup got nothing to do with the radioactive fertilizers. Get people's attention away from the fact that trillions in dollars of lawsuits are at risk here. And they will spend millions or billions to keep you off of the goddamn radioactive fertilizers.
Well, and the thing is...
And it's made in Florida, too, now.
They would rather give trillions of dollars to law firms than settle and pay you millions of dollars.
That's what people do. We help people all the time, and they're settled out of court.
So this radioactive fertilizer, like... describe to me how one gets this radio. Is this just like in the potting soil or fertilizer I buy at Walmart?
It's a fertilizer. It's called high phosphate fertilizer. It's the cheapest way of making it. It started in 1942 with the J.R. Simplot company in Idaho, Pocatello, Idaho, the most radioactive city in the world.
Whoa.
Where people live and go to school and all that. There's plenty of stuff on the Internet. All you got to do is Google the stuff.
Well, that's what Free Talk...
the city, Pocatello. Well,
awesome.
Anyways, let me answer your question, though.
Oh.
Okay, how is it done? They've been selling it and making it as a product because J.R. Simplot originally wanted to help the war effort and make more potatoes for the war effort. He was not told. He had to sign a secret agreement because this is all done under the Manhattan Project secrecy time, 1941-42. And so he didn't even know why he had to sign it. He wasn't even told it's our largest uranium deposit in North America, 140,000 square miles. You know, it's complex geology, but that's what it comes out to. And that is, everybody makes uranium there, or it makes the fertilizer. That's where Monsanto's plant is, Bayer, DuPont. They got a huge pile of uranium sitting out in their backyard there. This is where they make it. Now Florida is in because they've convinced people everybody needs phosphorus. But nobody ever tells anybody it's uranium phosphate. Some people said, because they listened to me a little bit, they go, oh, it's, some of it's in the gypsum stack. You know, no, it's in the product mostly. It goes with the product. Okay, and it's all there. The whole uranium series is there. And
well,
it goes with the food.
Certainly something that people listening can...
The company hired me years ago to how the uranium got in the tobacco. They're all their scientists couldn't figure out. They met me in Idaho at a Superfund site, and they did. And I proved it to them, and they took all their money out of the corporation, stopped it being sold east of the Mississippi River for 35 years, and then got the Surgeon General to change it. That's why we all know tobacco doesn't cause cancer. Neither does the one you just mentioned with the other Monsanto.
Oh, Roundup?
Roundup, yeah. But, hey, people want money, and if anybody wants to take money from corporations, I'll say go ahead, do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So ask me another one. What do you
need to know? Well, so I'm going to ask you, well, comment a little bit. I listened to a documentary about organic biosolids being dumped all over, spread all over farmland. And where these biosolids come from is they come from wastewater treatment plants, and they certified them as organic. And there was there's chemicals called PFAs, I think they're called. And there's so many of them out there. So there was a guy in Michigan. He's got a farm, like a couple hundred acres, you know, he's got like 40 mother cows. It's like his retirement farm, him and his family. He's like a grandpa and stuff. And so the slaughterhouse, USDA, randomly tested his meat, and these PFAs showed up in his meat. And on his farm where his cattle graze and where he raises his harvest corn. And so this is like a really good independent farm operation. Like,
if
he grows all his own crop.
You want to know about that, I can tell you about that stuff as well. Started, actually, the places I know it started in Pocatello, Idaho, again. Using wastewater, because water's short in the desert. Using wastewater, sewage water, to put on to grow crops. Because basically it's, in a way, like putting regular fertilizer, cow fertilizer on a field. Rich in nitrogen and all those, and phosphorus and things like that. But, of course, we also have the other problem because they've been using the other fertilizer, too. And, of course, they didn't want much attention to it, so they stopped it. They were no longer doing that there. But everybody now has a real water shortage, so people are looking for water shortages. So they'll justify the fact that using sewer water or whatever will help because it's a way to get rid of it, right? Get rid of it. But you end up eating it. You know, or in the cattle or whatever, and then it just ends up being attacking your organs because hydrocarbons will attack your organs. They're still toxins, but radioactive toxins is radioactivity, and that's what causes cancer because that has to disrupt the DNA and the RNA and those kinds of things, and that's what alpha-beta particles do.
LRN.FM.
Say that. Well, you can't say that on the radio. Sorry about that. You're not supposed to say that. I think he said that, the S word.
He did.
Oh.
That was a he?
Yeah, I think it was. I thought it was a man.
What was that guy's name again?
I didn't catch his name. Well, I just saved his name in the phone as radioactive fertilizer guy.
Yeah, so that's pretty good information. So this biosludge thing was a program that was basically done all over the country. In fact, a whole bunch of guys in Colorado on some organic farms. I know the name of the organic farm. Mm. That milk product is in every, I probably shouldn't say it because it might be an issue. But they were from the Denver wastewater treatment plant. There was these guys that got these lucrative contracts to haul this bio sludge out of the Denver wastewater treatment plant and go spray it all over these alfalfa and corn fields that were for an organic nationwide dairy that is the organic dairy products are on every Walmart in the country.
Wow.
They're everywhere.
That makes me so sad because just the other day I go grocery shopping with Riley now, and we were talking about how can we possibly know if something that says organic is really organic?
So the bio sludge is technically organic,
But
it has tons of PFAs, which are these forever chemicals that this caller was just talking about.
Yeah.
How they like attack your organs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically this stuff that, these chemicals that are being industrial waste chemicals that are going into the wastewater treatment plant, synthetic hormones from everybody taking your birth control and their synthetic, steroids and all kind, all that stuff, the serotonin receptors, they're all ending up in the wastewater sewage, and it's basically getting distilled down into this biosolid. So they evaporate all of the water, and they have this biosolids left over.
Ew.
That is, so it's basically like stealing alcohol, but you're stealing all these chemicals, from what I understand, and they're spraying it all over farmland, all over the place.
Oh my God, all over the place,
mostly in the Midwest. Some. I guess there's some in New York. There's a lot in Michigan. There's a lot in the outskirts of Detroit. There's definitely Denver and that whole area. Yeah.
That's terrible. That's absolutely crazy. That really freaks me out. Like, thank God I live in New Hampshire where I can just buy raw milk from a farm nearby.
Yeah, as long as they weren't sprayed. You should ask that farm. Hey, have you guys ever had any biosolids sprayed on your property that came from a wastewater treatment plant? There actually is a list that you can get through your local, Department of Agriculture, or even, sewage treatment in your city. They got to keep logs. Like, hey, City of Keene, sewage treatment. Have you guys done a biosolids program? Because there was a lot of federal money for this.
Ew, that's so freaking weird. Like, everything has so much estrogen in it. So
yeah,
it's so bad
stuff
for you. And it's in the birth control, and then you go off birth control, but then they distill the pee and put it on your food anyway. That's so annoying.
So where I graze my animals, has been forest for 100 years until I got there and started, taking this forest and turn it into, pastures and stuff. And I am quite sure that actually the guy I buy my hay from, he cleared almost all of his land in like the past 12 or 13 years, and he just spreads his own chicken manure. He's a big time chicken guy, and he's an all organic chicken operation for like 12 years now. So I imagine that stuff's pretty safe, but yeah, there you definitely it's really hard to know what's in your meat unless you can actually visit the farm where your meat is raised. That's the only way you're going to know.
So I agree with that, and I like that idea. I'm glad that I can buy meat from you, and it's just so much better than other meat that I buy at the grocery store, which I just don't anymore, honestly. I have so much meat, I don't know what to do with it. But
That's not a bad thing. You got a good freezer full of it. You're good for a while.
Yeah, I'm so happy I have, like, a second freezer. But moving on from that, just going to wrap up this story about FTX. That is the guy is SBF. So
SBF, Sam Bankman-Fried.
Yes.
And I don't know what FTX stands for.
I don't
know. But it's probably exchange.
Yeah. So that was the name of his exchange that failed, and tons of people lost lots of money, and now he's being told to pay the victims over $11 billion worth, not like one person each gets that, but over $11 billion are owed by him in financial penalties, and the government is allegedly going to use that to pay victims, to compensate victims, and he got 25 years in prison. 603-283-6160. What do you think about this? What do you think about this guy? Did he actually have victims? Is it worth it for him to go to prison for 25 years? 603-283-6160.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S. a news update. The court proceedings concerning former President Trump's attempt to have his Georgia election interference case dismissed on First Amendment grounds have ended. Trump's chief attorney contended in court Thursday that the indictment should be dismissed because the actions taken by the former president regarding the 2020 election constituted political speech and advocacy. Next month, the House will send the impeachment articles against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the Senate. Last month, House Republicans impeached Mayorkas over his management of the U.S.-Mexico border situation. A federal judge Thursday sentenced Sam Bankman-Fried to 25 years in prison for his leading role in one of the biggest financial scandals in American history, capping the stunning fall of the former cryptocurrency magnate and one-time Washington mega donor. The judge handing down the sentence almost 5 months after a jury found Bankman-Fried guilty. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Control, and 603-283-6160 is the phone number. You can call in with whatever is on your mind. Just like the caller from the last segment, he called in to tell the people of America about an important topic to him, which is he's saying that the fertilizers used in America are radioactive, and he has proof of that, and he wants people to Google it. You know, it doesn't matter what your pet thing is. If you want people to know about something, call into Free Talk Live about it. I think that that's what this I know that that's what this show is for. So it's a really great thing whenever people call in about whatever it is that they want people to know. So 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash Digital Cash. Dash is the cryptocurrency made for spending. You can pay your bills with Dash at Spritz.finance. Plus, they can send dollars to your bank if you still need those for something. Thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month for this sponsorship. It's easy to get and use Dash. You can learn more at Dash.org. And before we get back into this story, well, first I should say, on the show with you tonight, you've got me, Bonnie.
Jay Noon.
And Mark Edge, live from Florida.
Before we get back into the story, I would like to announce last night, I told a story about how I got banned from visiting Ian for 30 days. Well, thank you to anyone who called. I asked people yesterday to call the jail who were listening. I'm not sure if anybody did, but I know at least some people did in my real life. And I got unbanned, and the lieutenant apologized to Ian for the other guard's behavior. So thank
really?
You to everyone. Yes, I'm unbanned.
I am stunned.
I almost fired. I almost hired a lawyer over it, but I'm glad I didn't. I really think that one person who called, I don't know if they want me to say their name, who was a state rep, could have, like, pulled a lot of strings in that way, because that was very nice. That person called for me. So thank you so much to anyone who called. I'm not going to try to get in fights with the stupid judges there, but are not judges. They're stupid too, but I meant the stupid guards at the... I haven't had any problems till that night, but yeah.
The order followers?
Yeah, I got
it. That's all they are, just the NPCs playing in the game.
He could not believe that I wouldn't follow his stupid order or just, like, agree with him that he was right when he was wrong, really. So I'm not going to rehash the whole thing, but to anybody who is sad about that, I'm now able to visit Ian again, and he got apologized too. So that's hilarious. That never happened.
Well, do I get to get out of my cell early? So, sorry, man who sits in a cell.
Well, I think that's awesome. So,
I think it's funny. I admit, I'm chuckling. So here's my thought on Sam Bankman-Fried. The America is bloodthirsty. It's a bloodthirsty place. We have a culture of hang 'em high, hang 'em from the highest tree, and it hasn't changed. Sam Bankman-Fried is a fraud. And, I mean, I have no – look, my heart does not bleed for Sam Bankman-Fried and what happened to him. I kind of feel bad for his parents, but I don't know them. I just kind of feel like a parent would feel in this circumstance. But what is clear to me is that the United States' judicial system is there to prop up the United States. It is not there to make people whole. And I am going to demonstrate that with this particular case. If they cared about the victims, and there were lots of them, they would have sat down with Fried and said, "Hey, bud, so looks like we got you. You know you're going to lose, right?" And he go, "Yeah. So how much money can you come up with to make everybody as whole as possible? Because you know this guy socked away billions."
Maybe.
When he's done with his sentence, which will likely be 10, 12 years, from what I've read about federal charges. They have an 85% rule, but they also get some kind of FTC good time or something. I don't know how it works. But call it 10 or 12 years, he'd do. And then, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, let me ask you a question. Would you do 10 years in prison? Would you do 12 years in prison? Let's do the outside. Would you do 15 years in prison for $100 million?
No. Yeah, no.
Well, I wouldn't, but if I think about all the things I accomplished, or yeah, I guess if I was somebody, you know, I in fact was in prison from the time that I was 18 to the time that I was 28, and I consider it to be some of the most valuable time that I've spent. I'm well-read. You can't find too many old novels that I don't know. I learned Spanish. I did all kinds of things in there. I didn't get a social disease. I didn't waste my 20s. I didn't bomb out of college. I didn't have crappy credit at 28. I was a clean slate when I walked out at 28. And I didn't get $100 million. This guy is going to walk out after 10 or 12 or 15 years with some tremendous amount of money. And, yeah, sure, libertarians are not likely to trade that. But
and there's a real good chance.
A lot of people should consider it.
There's a real good chance, too, that he's going to do an appeal and he'll get it overthrown or tremendously reduce that appeal and nobody will.
Sure, sure.
And
we'll never hear.
Right. They won't report on it.
Well, yeah. You guys don't understand. If you had to go to prison, it would be with a bunch of men. I'd have to be there with a bunch of women, so no way. Make it $500 million.
Are you not anti-woman?
What? No, I'm not anti-woman. I just. I don't know.
Everything I've heard about women's prisons are they're worse.
Yeah, that sounds worse.
I have never been in a women's prison.
I think anybody can understand that a jail filled with women sucks more than a jail filled with men.
Yeah, I definitely, when I was in the hay business, in the horse business, I had three customers that were women that did time in prison. Mm. One of them was, she like basically brought a whole bunch of like bad checks on like closed bank accounts, you know, stacked them all up, and she did couple of years in like a county jail in Massachusetts.
Hmm.
And I can't talk about the stories that she told me, you know, what would go on there. She also had a little bit of a opiate issue, and she was able to get opiates just fine. She just had to do favors to prison guards, and she was fine with that when she was there.
Well, yeah, it just sounds a lot worse. Like, I've heard stuff about, like, there not being adequate stuff when you're, like, on your period, and then, like, women are just going to be, like, nasty and fighting. No thanks. But this is what the Wall Street Journal says.
Well, I just want to make sure that I kind of get this out, is that Sam Bankman-Fried has money.
Mm-hmm.
And that money could be traded for the time that they're giving him. The time won't do the victims any good. The money would. And I mean, clearly the politicians aren't being asked to give their money the money back that was donated to them. Nobody's being talked to about this stuff.
True.
If you gave Sam Bankman-Fried, all right, buddy, you got 2 months. And we'll take off for every $100 million you return to your customers, we'll take a year off your prison sentence or whatever. You know, like I'm just trying to say, like this is how deals are made. These people aren't – these bureaucrats – are not deal makers, and they don't care about you. Because that's really important, is if you got ripped off, and somebody listening to me right now did, and I'm sorry for you. I know it wasn't your fault. But if you got ripped off, they're not going to do anything to get you, make you whole. And they never were.
I wonder what they mean by paying back victims, then, if they're not going to pay back people who were, you know, they have money in FBI.
They'll take everything they got from him, and they tried to get as much as they could get from him. But they didn't get anywhere near or close. This is cryptocurrency. Ladies and gentlemen, this is cryptocurrency. If Sam Bankman-Fried did one thing, remembered one phrase in his mind, the quick brown rabbit beat the lazy red fox or whatever, right? Like he had one phrase that he remembered, and that's on some TrueCrypt file on some thumb drive someplace, and it's just full of cryptocurrency. I mean, it doesn't matter. It could be the smallest thumb drive in the world, and it's got, it could have 100 million bitcoins on it. Or I guess it couldn't have it because there's only 21 million. It could have 1 million bitcoins on it, and there's, you know, nothing they could do to get it.
And it don't even
they just couldn't get it.
It don't even have to be a thumb drive. It could just be on a wallet somewhere, and you just know the phrase, and you could just import it.
Yep.
You know,
you
so
could do all that.
All you got to do is remember it.
And so when they just say, we're going to get that little mop-headed Jew boy, we're going to get him, right? Well, congratulations, you got him, but did he get you? Because when he walks out and he's a rich man, there's a lot of people give a lot more of their life than 10 or 12 years for a lot less money than Sam Bankman-Fried will for this.
Well, he got 25 years. He was sentenced.
It's 25 years sentence.
Uh huh.
But we've got co-hosts who are in prison right now in the federal system. I just spoke with Aria yesterday via email. I haven't spoken to her in real life yet, and she's tried to show me how the calculations work. And essentially, the answer is somewhere like you do like 55% of your time, from what I could tell. And that seems to be pretty accurate, judging by the rest of the situations throughout the United States. So 25 years, 55%, that says 12, 13, 14 years. That's if he's in good behavior. He could, he could start running a little financial gang in the prison and then getting himself in trouble. But yeah, financial guys, they generally go to pretty soft places, and they generally don't get themselves in much trouble.
Hmm. And apparently he's autistic, so I doubt he's going to be, like, the cult leader of the gang. Maybe he would join one because he's easily influenced because he's autistic. allegedly.
People would argue that your boyfriend was leading a cult in Keene, New Hampshire as an autist. So.
That's funny.
I should say husband.
The ultimate cult that I'm seeing happen is these radical leftists that are just really into, like, the child chopping and are, like, so objecting to the, you know, the investigating of anything. They don't want you investigating DCYF. They don't want you to investigate whether this, you know, boat that crashed into the bridge in Baltimore, you know, could have had been a cyber attack or something like that. They don't want any of this investigation on. They're like cockroaches. They don't like the light being shined on them.
Hmm. Well, it says that before he was sentenced, Sam Bankman-Fried told the judge that he was haunted every day by what he had thrown away. I'm sorry about what happened at every stage, the FTX founder, who wore tan jail garb, said during his 20-minute statement. At the end of the day, I failed everyone I cared about. Federal prosecutors say Bankman-Fried used other people's money to fund his lavish lifestyle, making risky investments and pursue his political agenda. At the peak of his influence, Bankman-Fried was a prominent voice for bringing greater regulation to crypto and vowed to use his wealth to benefit society. FTX's shocking downfall hardened the attitudes of politicians in Washington toward crypto and contributed to a lengthy slump in the price of Bitcoin and other digital currencies. I also think that it had something to do with Ian's, not just his sentence, but the fact that the jury found him guilty on everything, because his arrest was being put all over the news during the jury's deliberation, and the judge stopped all proceedings in Ian's case, Ian Freeman versus the United States, who is in prison for 8 years for selling cryptocurrency and not actually defrauding anyone. The judge stopped the proceedings to say, by the way, if you see this on TV about the Sam Bankman-Fried, just know this has nothing to do with Ian Freeman's case. You are not to associate the two things in your mind. And it was like, why did you bring attention to it then? They might have never seen it. I mean, like, that's just so weird. I feel like that never has happened. I don't know that it's never happened, but I've never heard of that happening where the judge in a case is like, by the way, jury, you're going to go home and see this on TV. You don't know that they're going to freaking watch the news. They've been sitting around watching boring stuff all day. They might go home and sleep.
Well, I think that New Hampshire was a gamble to start with, that it could have gone one of two ways, which is to say we could have got a free stater on that jury, and that free stater could have said, nope, I'm not convicting because there was no victim, no crime, or, you know, whatever the situation was. And at the same time, we could have got, and what I think we did get, was a whole bunch of anti-free staters, people just haters, because they would have found Ian Freeman guilty if he'd have been accused of Jimmy Hoffa's murder. Mm-hmm. Like, the guy died before Ian was born or something. I don't know. But, you know, it's like there was no evidence presented for several of the charges. These people did not understand the difference between, you know, tax avoidance strategies, a tax burden, and tax evasion. They didn't know, but they just found him guilty of everything. They found him guilty of so many things, the judge had to go in and claw something back and said, well, that didn't count. Now, that's a rarity, and it shows that, well, there was something wrong with the jury. The jury was corrupted in some way.
Like corrupted as in stupid?
I can't say what the deal was. I believe that fundamentally Sisti, that's Ian's lawyer, Mark Sisti, didn't run the right case for the right jury. Now, you know, I'm not saying that. I think he bet that giving the jury, letting them home for Christmas without, you know, any kind of, you know, having to come back, was going to give them some kind of gratitude. You know, it was going to make them feel gracious towards Ian. And that clearly didn't work. And what he did instead was basically the prosecution laid out a case over the course of 2 weeks. Sisti should have put a defense out over 2 weeks and used that time to say, hey, look, here's the narrative. This is what happened as we see it. But instead of giving the jury a narrative, what he said was, hey, They didn't prove their case. And they didn't.
They didn't.
And that's true. But, you know, from what I know from watching Perry Mason is that the jury has to have a story. And they just couldn't see these millions of dollars passing through and that sort of thing and not see Ian as a crook. And they needed a piece of the puzzle that they were never given. And that was that Ian was an early adopter of cryptocurrency and that he had many, many bitcoins before he ever started this. That he was a firm believer in cryptocurrency. That the Shire Free Church is a real church with a real set of, a creed, essentially. And, you know, they didn't ever got any information like that.
Yeah,
It just looked like fake churches, millions of dollars.
And the other thing that Sissy said about the tax was he was just like, oh, well, no one wants to pay taxes. Who wants to pay taxes? That makes it sound like he's guilty and needed to pay taxes but didn't want to. That was the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Anyways, so we've been through something similar with this guy FTX went through with the federal government, except the difference is that he actually defrauded people. The difference is that he actually took people's money and did something different than what he told them he was going to do with their money, and then they lost a lot of it. And I'm not really pro, like, I don't think jail really fixes anything, so I might not sound, like, sad about him going to jail, but I don't necessarily think it fixes anything at all. All it does is, like, take away from the economy, honestly.
Right. I think that he should be sentence him to 25 years, but a smart judge would have sat down with him and said, hey, I'm going to call the defendant into my chambers here. Look, buddy, before I pass down this sentence, I just want you to know I've decided to give you 25 years. Now, what I'll also do is for every, you know, I don't know, smart judge, whatever. I mean, I'm just talking on the radio, doing live radio, haven't had a chance to think about this, haven't written anything down. But $100 million, $50 million, whatever it is, if he can get more and more money returned to these victims of their money, then he's doing a service for the people he's actually supposed to be serving. Because here all he's doing is he's the judge who gave Sam Bankman-Fried 25 years.
Yeah.
And he's made the prosecutors look good. And the United States government looks like it's doing something. But I've lived in a lot of countries, and I've seen people get charges for a lot of different crimes in a lot of different places. And what I can say is the United States hands out the biggest sentences. Now, I don't know what percentage of their time they do in other places, because if the judge said that Sam Bankman-Fried got 13 years and he actually did 13 years, that would be a different statement. But at this point, he's saying he's going to do 25 and he's likely to do 13, maybe even less.
And the American Department of Justice is not about justice. It's not about restorative justice. It's not about making the victims whole, because most of the time there isn't even a victim. I would think that probably, well, 85% of the people that are in prison in the federal system, from what I understand, are there for victimless crimes, like Ian. And the thing is it's just like with child support and family court. The whole thing with the family court system, and this is in every state, is they're making the decisions on who pays child support not based on what's best for the children or the families, but what gives the state the maximum amount of financial contributions from the Social Security Administration, because the Social Security Administration matches dollar for dollar every dollar of child support that the state collects. The Social Security Administration takes money out of Social Security, which is, you know, the reason it's going broke. They forked out just under their Title IV D program or E program, something like $492 million in 2021 was one of the numbers I saw. This is to all the judicial pension funds of the state. And so there is no incentive for these guys to do the correct thing in any of these things with these judges. And the thing is, with all these so-called courts, they're actually not really courts. They're just banks. They're just, you know, creating bonds. They're, you know, selling these bonds and trading these bonds on these international trade markets. The New York Depository Trust is involved in this. There's all kinds of malarkey going on that, you know, very few people are aware of, because the system is totally rigged. And I you know, we all know that Freud's going to be in a very, or Freed is going to be in a very cushy prison somewhere, you know, enjoying life. You know, he's going to get some kind of great deal. All these guys do that, you know.
Are rich, yeah. Rich people actually get, like, right. nicer cells and stuff, apparently. Well, I don't know how true that is. Do you know if that's true, Mark? I've heard that from Ian.
What?
That rich people can, like, really rich people.
The courts and the other.
No, that rich people, really rich people can actually get, like, nicer cells with, like, nicer beds and stuff.
So, influence matters. And yes, you can get, yes. But you get it for a variety of different reasons. So let me just talk about what my experience is in this circumstance. All these things are true, but, you know, they may not be true the reason that you think it is. So, for instance, let's say you're in prison and everybody's got different kinds of mattresses, right? Like some guys, you know, because they come in at different times. You know, they're not all from the same manufacturer and they're mm-hmm. not all produced the same way.
Weird, yeah.
So if you, for whatever reason, you see a guy, he's like, oh, man, I got the best mattress. And you're like, oh, yeah, that is a nice mattress. And that guy doesn't get any commissary, and nobody sends him any money, but he has a nice mattress. Man, $10 would sure be valuable to that guy, right? So you buy his mattress for $10.
Hmm.
If he doesn't want to sell for $10, you buy it for $20.
No, I didn't just mean the mattress itself. Like, I've heard that there are rich people that get nicer cells and everything. Like, they just, like, can pay to be in a better position
right.
because they're rich.
Well, you know, ultimately, I got the nicest. I got whatever cell I wanted.
Why?
Because I was there. I was there the longest, and I had a lot of influence. So yes, money will buy you influence, and yeah, people will do things for you for money. Sure, you'll get the nicest cell. Now, will you get moved to a better prison? Probably. You know, you can do that. Sure, it depends on. It's basically just all about greasing wheels. Money will get you attention, and attention will get you better service. Now, I don't think you're not going to be sitting in there with a gold plated toilet bowl and a satellite TV, but you'll get a few things better.
Well, one thing that I know for sure that we're all saying here is that even though people believe that the justice system is out there to make everybody safer and make our lives better, nothing is the way it seems to be in legal land. And really, they're just there to protect the United States Corporation. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.